A potential tropical storm is keeping local supervisors of elections on alert this weekend. The storm remains disorganized out in the Bahamas, but it could become a tropical depression or tropical storm over the next several days. It may not have a big impact on the panhandle, but Bay County Supervisor of Elections Mark Anderson is encouraging voters to cast their ballots ahead of time.
We all know we live in Florida, and you should not wait until Election Day right now, given the fact that there is a possibility of a tropical storm or even higher headed our way during that timeline for Election Day. Please don't wait. Please go and vote now.
Anderson says depending on how the weather progresses, early voting in the county could be extended into Sunday, as well as the addition of new voting locations. As of Thursday afternoon, the National Hurricane Center says there's a 40% chance of the storm becoming more serious in the next 2 days. The probability heightens over the next 5 days to 70%. On his daily forecast, WUFT's meteorologist Jeff Huffman said the disturbance won't be called a tropical storm until it forms a tight center.
Despite wind gusts over 50 miles per hour and some of the thunderstorms around Invest 99, there still wasn't a tightly wound closed center of circulation. Until then, the National Hurricane Center will likely not name it Tropical Storm Hermine.
The National Hurricane Center says South Florida and Florida Keys residents should monitor the storm for heavy rain and gusty winds, which could begin over the weekend. For WFSU News, I'm Tori Whitley.